You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, text or call us at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. You also can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. So, Tammy, you came up with the top 10 questions to know if you're ready to buy.
Right.
And I love these questions you came up with.
Yeah.
There's some humor around this.
Yeah, there can be. I mean, if you're still playing with Lincoln Logs, you may need to.
Yeah, you may not quite be ready to buy.
Yeah,
you may not quite be ready yet if you're still
right,
playing with Lincoln Logs.
Exactly.
But you may be getting close.
Right, right. So the first one, Doug, because you deal with this all the time, is what is your credit score right now? And if you don't know the answer, what do people need to know about that?
Okay, so what is your credit score right now? Mm-hmm. If you don't know that, I can think of three solutions for that. You know, first thing is annualcreditreport.com is the site that's put out there by the three credit bureaus where you can pull your credit for free. You can't get your credit score for free. You could pay about $15 and get your credit scores through that site. And you could get one free credit report per year in there and then pay for the scores. Now, what I used to do is about every 3 or 4 months, I would pull just one of the bureaus.
Right.
So I could space them out in there. I would pull one of the three and pull a different one every 3 or 4 months just to make sure that nothing new had shown up and pay for the score when you want. Or you can get all three of them on there and pay for the score, pay the $15 and get it. Second thing is a credit monitoring service.
Mm-hmm.
I use Privacy Guard, and for $15 a month, you can monitor your credit. You get alerts if anything pops up. And the third thing that I think is the best solution is if you're truly thinking about buying a house, is call me and I'll be able to pull your credit and do a free credit consultation for you.
Right.
And go through it so you know exactly what your credit scores are.
So choice is C.
Choice is C, yes. Yes, on that one, let's go to C.
Multiple choice. You know, if we asked that question and your thought was, well, where do I get that? Definitely go to Doug because he can help you, direct you and all that. So the next question is, do you know how much house you can afford? And you brought up a great point on this. Can you share with us about that?
Well, it's the difference between approvability and affordability.
Mm-hmm.
Frequently, I can approve somebody for more than they can afford.
Right.
Because there are a lot of things when it comes to loan approval that we don't take into consideration that maybe you have to give your mom money for her nursing home every month.
Or you have 8 children.
Right. Or you have 8 children like us. It doesn't take that into account because
right,
that would probably be some sort of protected class.
Right.
You know, and you and I both know, Tammy, there's two kinds of people in the world. There's people with money and there's people with kids.
That's right.
So when you deal with 8 kids like we have, yeah, we're in the people with kids category.
Yeah, we definitely are.
So how much can you afford? You know, it's interesting because people will, they'll figure that based on, you know, some people will be payment driven. That they know there's a certain monthly payment that they feel like they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's higher than what they can qualify for. Sometimes it's lower,
right,
sometimes significantly lower than what they can qualify for. And the payment they want, what will happen is, here's a misconception. They go online, they find some payment calculator, and they plug in, okay, I want a $1,500 payment. They think that's going to get them X amount of house. Because it's grossly underestimated what their homeowner insurance is going to cost, grossly underestimated what the tax increases are now going to be, and it doesn't know whether they're going to get a conventional loan or an FHA loan, so it doesn't know the private mortgage insurance,
right,
assuming they're not putting 20% down.
There are a lot of variables.
A lot of variables. They don't even know the interest rate either. So
you
know, frequently people paint some rosy scenario, and I never want to be the bearer of bad news, but you know, it's about reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, coming down to reality to know what can you truly afford and don't overbuy.
And that's what I love about you is you had a friend recently that really didn't take your advice, unfortunately, and he overbought.
Right.
And now he's struggling. And, you know, you're not looking for the I told you so opportunity. It's just you're there to really give great advice on what to do and encourage people to check you out.
Well, and I really just want to have people's best interest at heart because
right,
it's better for me long term if people make wise financial decisions.
Right.
And that's really what makes me passionate is helping people get in better financial situations, helping,
right,
you know, I feel like if, you know, the mortgage is the largest debt somebody takes on, and I have a responsibility to help them professionally manage that debt.
Right.
So my job really begins when we close their first loan.
Right.
But that's where I want to keep in contact with them through the life of that loan and the lifetime of them buying houses.
Right. Well, question number three was on this quiz, and it was, have you researched markets in your neighborhoods? And, you know, Ferguson would be a great time to research this neighborhood, you know, not to bring all that up, keep bringing it up, but it's serious. I mean, if you haven't researched your neighborhood, it's a big deal. You need to think about that.
Well, it is a big deal. And what are you going to use to be able to research the market? Mm-hmm. What are you going to use to research the neighborhood? And that's where home scouting comes in. That we beat this drum a lot is if you want to use the number one home search engine in the country, then use Home Scouting. Go to our website, go to the Home Search tab on our website, and you can use the Home Scouting app on your smartphone. You can use it on, you know, you can use it on your PC.
Right.
And it is the best app to be able to search for homes.
It has all the MLS listings from everyone.
Absolutely. You can see the demographics. You can pull up the test scores for the schools. You can see the school rankings. You can see the closest amenities, like if you want a Starbucks close to your house. Right. You can even map that out. The house.
Right.
You can see all the sold properties on there too,
right,
to know exactly what they've sold for. And if you're looking, you know, if you're looking at selling, you can, you could put all your competition, you could save to your favorites in there. So then you get a notification every time they even have a price change.
Right.
And that's pretty handy as a seller.
Super handy. One stop shopping.
Absolutely. In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the top 10 questions to know if you're going to be ready to buy right now.
So, number four, do you plan to get a home inspected before you buy it?
Nah, we can just laugh at that one.
Because, I just trust everything.
Exactly, yeah, because homes never have problems after you buy them, and nobody, you know, people will always tell you about every problem with them, right?
Right.
Hopefully people know we're being sarcastic there, because, you know, we would never encourage buying a house without a home inspection.
Right.
Yeah, I bought about 200 houses over the years, and you know, I still get a home inspection.
Yeah, it's important, and it makes a great honey-do list that I didn't have to write.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, our home inspection in our place,
Wes Vilhard, was amazing.
Yeah, it gave us a great list of items to go off of on everything we know we need to do over time. Some of them we needed to do immediately, but you know, some of them we could wait and do over time and use his list.
Right, it's awesome.
Yeah, very true. It's the best $300 somebody will spend.
Exactly. Number five, are you getting pre-qualified or pre-approved? We need to spend some time on this because people kind of misunderstand that. So explain that to us.
Okay, so I think that should be the first step in the process for pretty much anybody.
I do too.
As soon as they think that they're going to be buying, they need to really talk to a professional that can help them get pre-qualified, get pre-approved.
Right.
And I would say pre-approved more than pre-qualified.
Right.
Okay, and a lot of people
explain the difference.
Okay, so the difference there, pre-qualified really just means that somebody's taken verbal information over the phone. They probably have not seen a lot of your documentation, and they may pre-qualify you based on what you've told them.
Right.
Okay, but frequently when we see the actual documentation, it brings up 10 more questions we have to ask to truly know that they're pre-approved.
Right.
So let me give you an example. Somebody gets some commission income, okay? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, let's take here's probably a better example that people will identify with is take a nurse.
Okay.
Okay, a nurse will frequently work, they'll work weekends or they'll work a night shift and they'll get all this differential pay. Well, if they haven't been doing that for 2 years, you can't count it.
Oh, wow, okay.
Okay, and you can't count, you know, if they work 12-hour shifts, they may get extra for anything over the 8-hour shift.
Okay.
There may be some shift differential in that too. You can't count that unless you've been doing it for 2 years, and people don't know that. They just know what they made last year.
Yeah,
maybe
that's what I would have thought.
Right, maybe they did it last year, but that's not enough.
Right.
We can't necessarily use that. Or a teacher. A teacher may make extra pay for teaching summer school.
A stipend of some sort.
Well, or they're, you know, they coach a sport. They coach, mm-hmm. you know, they're a cheerleading coach or whatever, or some sort of extra activity, band. But we can't count that income in most cases because it's not guaranteed that it's going to continue for the next 3 years.
All right. So to get pre-approved then, what does that process take?
So what that process takes, the best thing if somebody really wants to buy to get pre-approved is actually to schedule a consultation and come in and meet with us.
Right.
Okay, they don't have to come in to meet to do it, but they're going to have to definitely send in the documentation to us. They can do an online application with us or an application over the phone and get us the documentation with their income and their assets and the things that we would need to know for sure. Because when we put a pre-approval letter out there, it's a big deal because that gets sent to the agents on the deal. And I don't ever want one of my transactions basically not getting approved after I say it's pre-approved.
Right.
Because that makes us look horrible and it's just not good business. It's not good for the buyer either.
Right.
And there's so many people that think that they should be pre-approved they think it's going to be an easy qualification, but you know, there's something that they've overlooked because it's not what they do for a living. It's not
right.
It's not their profession. Right. And things have changed. Things are changing every day right. in the lending world. And you better make sure that you're working with a true professional that's going to represent you.
So how can they contact you to get pre-approved?
Okay, so if you want to get pre-approved for a loan and you want to at least have a conversation around it, call me. Okay, call me or text me. Leave me a voicemail on there or you know, or shoot me a text message. And we'll set up a time to talk on you know sometime early in the week. Okay, you could call or text me at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Call me right away and you get in touch. Let's get you on the calendar to get you scheduled. If you have a, you know, what's common from a lot of listeners mm-hmm. is they have a kid that's still living at home
mm-hmm.
and they want to make sure that their kid is pre-approved mm-hmm. and ready to go. Eventually get this kid out of your house. Okay? You probably get sick of them. Yeah, get them out of your basement right now. You get them pre-approved with
right,
me.
Right.
So, Tammy, that's the first five.
That's the
I'd
first
say
five.
If you want to get pre-approved, yep. definitely get in contact with us.
All right.
Now, steps 6 through 10, we're going to cover. So the top 10 questions to know if you're ready to buy, we're going to do steps 6 through 10. When we return, you'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.